Let us just go over quickly the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Veneitel chala mishtei chalos." That the Kohen Gadol that neitel chelik beroish, so by the lech, by the shtei halechem, he takes one of the two chalos. Arba oichomesh mimais alechem aponim. From the lechem aponim, he takes either four or five. Rabbi Yaima La Ilam Khame, she always takes five. Shenemar Bahisa La Arin Levonov, Machza La Arin or Machza Levon. So we'll see late in the sugya that Emerson the Machlikis the Chachomim and Rabbi, if the Kohen Gadol takes half of the Lechem Aponim, or he takes less than half. Rabbi holds he takes half. Machzelar and the Machzelavonov. Now, Rabbi hold that there were only 10 chalas of the lechem aponim to divide. It means even though in Yisai there were 12, two never came into the cheshbon. Frag the Gemara. Hagufe kashe. Amrit neitel chala achas mishtei chalas. First you said he takes one chala from the two chalas. So vaistois, the shtei alechem, he takes one. So Vaistos, he takes half of what is being divided. Money, Rebbe. So it comes out the Tana of Shtei Alechem is the Rebbe. The Oma Pal Geshokel, that he takes half of what is being divided. Eima Mitziyoso. Now let us see the next case. Arba Eichomesh Mimais Alechem Aponim. Sometimes he can take Arba, and we'll see at Chomesh. The minimum was chomesh, that was machze. And here we say sometimes he takes arbe, osan l'rabonon, the omri le'shokil palge, he doesn't take care. So the Tanakama holds like Rebbe, and then vaitakum the rabonon, aim a sefer, Rebbe, aim a loylom chomesh, that he takes five of the lechem upon him, and vaitar Rebbe, reishe v'sefer Rebbe, mitziyosa rabonon. Amar Abaye, Reishe Mitziyosa Rabbonon. No, the Reishe Mitziyosa is the Rabbonon. And the Rabbonon hold, the Kohen Gadol does not take half. He takes less than half. So that's why by the Lechem Aponim he takes four. So why does he take one Chala Achas? May the Rabbonon be Prusa Lavoy Rechar Lameis Vele Kohen Gadol. So theoretically, by the Shtei Lechem, we should give him three quarters of a challah. Like this, we'd have to break it to give him a prusa git menemnich. We'll see klarer in Taisvis. So al kaponim, see, even though theoretically he should get less than one challah, but since that would mean we're giving him a prusa, it's not the acheret to give the Kohen Gadol a prusa. Zog the Gemara weiter, umay arba oy chomesh. What is this? Sometimes arba, sometimes chomesh. What is pshat? So the Gemara says as follows: Le Rabbonon da Omri. There's a machlokes in Maseches Sukkah between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonon hold that the lechem aponim which was divided between the mishmor hayoytze and the mishmor hanichnas. That means the mishmoris changed every Shabbos. So the Rabbanan says as follows, Nichnas Neitel Sheish. The Mishmar HaNichnas took six of the 12 Chalas. The Yoitzei Neitel Sheish. And the Mishmar HaYoitzei also took Sheish. Uschar HaGofes Dlosois. We'll see the Mishmar HaNichnas used to shut all the Dlosos, the Dlosos HaHechol, the Dlosos HaZore. Loi Shokil. The Nichnas did not take a special schar for shutting the doors. So Memele, Mishteim Esrei, we'll see Klo later, because the Rabbi Yehuda holds that you only are Mechalik 10 Chalas. Two Chalas, the Mishmer HaNichnas gets for schar HaGofes Losses, so that doesn't go to the Chalukim. But the Rabbonon hold, there's no such thing of schar HaGofes Losses. So, we divide the we divide the lechem aponim between the two mishmores. Is mishteim esrei boi miflok. So you have to divide half of 12. And so both mishmores, theoretically, each one should get 6. That's with the mishmores. But now we have another klal that the Kohen Gadol is also a machutn over here. So each one has to give him 3. That means so the Kahana is supposed to end up with 6, and he's going to end up with 6. But you don't give him exactly half and half. That's the machloikis, the rabbonon, and Rebbe. Rebbe holds machzalar and machzalavonov, he gets a equal half. The Chachamim hold, we'll see, we don't give him an equal half. He give him a little less. Machzalar and machzalavonov means, he gets a little less than half, not mamish half. Why don't you give him mamish half? He shouldn't be shokel keneged all the kahanim as a choshevayid the kohen gadol, but you don't make him shokel keneged all other kahanim. You should give him a little less than half. So according to the rabbanon that hold that the 12 chalas are being divided, so half of 12 chalas is 6, and we give him. So, b'shteim esrei boi miflig, you have to divide 12 chalas. Botzer choda, so we take one off, you shouldn't get 6, mamish half. Botzer choda mi palga, chomei shokel. So that's why he gets 5. That is the svara of the chachomim that he gets 5. Le Rab Yehuda, according to Rab Yehuda, d'omar nichnas noitel sheva. Rab Yehuda holds the mishmor hanichnas takes 7 chalas. Shtayim b'schach ha-gofes losses. 2 chalas they take, not al schusei chalukit. 2 chalas they take al schach ha-gofes losses. V'yoytzei noitel chomesh. So the yoytzei takes 5. They take 5 plus 2. So kaponim, the chaluk is in 10 chalas. That's what the chaluk is. Is me'eser boi miflik. So you have to divide now 10 chalas. Botzer choda mi palga. So theoretically, the Kohen Gadol should, half of 10 is 5. And he doesn't get a true half. Is botzer choda mi palga. So take off 1 from the half. Bishokil arbe. So that's pshat in the rabbonon. He says, the rabbonon, the Gemara wanted to ask, what is pshat in the rabbonon who say 4 or 5? So the rabbonon says, we're not going into the machlokes. There's a machlokes. In Masechta Sukkah, if you divide the 12 chalas, or if you divide 10 chalas, that's a machlokes. We're not going into that. We're just saying our day. That if la locha you divide the 12 chalas, so then the Kohen Gadol gets 1 less than half, so he gets 5. If you divide the 10 chalas, so the Kohen Gadol gets 1 less than half, so he gets 4. They didn't paskin. Who they paskin like? They just said. However the chaluk is, he gets 1 less than half. Let us see Rashi. Umay arba chomish, mosai arba mosai chomish. Le rabon and the pligilei de rab yudah beperik acholu. Vomri mishmor hayoyitze noitul sheish. Mishmor hanichnas noitul sheish chalois. Uschar hagofas dloses loishokul. No one takes the schar hagofas dloses for shutting the doors. Mishmor hanichnas nimtsu uschar hagofas dloses loishokul mishmor hanichnas. Nimtsu kulom boys bimachloikis. Everything is being divided. V'koyin gadol chaylik im shteim, and he's chaylik with both of them. Mishneim osar boy miflik. So now 12 chalas have to be divided. Umachze sholem einay noitol. He doesn't take a true half. Is botzel chodem ipalgu. So let's take off 1 from the half. Chomei shokel. So according to the Rabbanu, we'll get 5. Le Rab Yehuda da Omar nichnas noitel shtayim beloy machloikes. According to Rab Yehuda, the mishmar hanichnas takes 2, not als machloikes, we're dividing. No, bischar, this is schiris. Shehu megif lemeitzoi shabbos dalsoi sazore v'cheil v'heichol v'lishkei shaposchu shachis mishmar shayotzoloi. So these two do not go into the chalukim. Is may eser boy miflik. So now you have to divide 10. Shein hashtayim boys b'machloikis. The two of them don't b'chlal go into the gather of chalukim. Kischoramein. That's the schar. So memeila. So you're dividing 10. Is botzachodemi palge the eser b'shokel alba. So 1 less than 5 is 4. That is how Abaye said pshat in the machloikis. In the divrei chach, that's how Abaye said pshat in the chachomim. And the reisha mitzayos is going according to the chachomim, and 4 or 5 depends according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the rabbon. Rava oma kula rebi. Rava said, there's no machlokes b'chol in these halachas. Everything is going according to Rabbi. V'savar lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi God holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So what should be? So Rabbi holds, you divided machzalar and machzalavonim. You divide half and half. And Rabbi also holds like Rabbi Yehuda that two never go into chalukim. So according to Rabbi, the halacha should be that you should get 5 and 5. And that's what it says. That's Rabbi Emelayulam Chomesh. Now, but Rav said also that what it says in the Beraisim, Arba Chomesh mi Maise Lechem Aponim, so Rav says this is also going according to Rabbi. So the Ritva explains, so it's going according to Rabbi, so Vushtet Vaita Rabbi Yoimer, so it's like Sherebi Hoyoimer. That means this whole Beraisa is going according to Rabbi. You divide the Shteir Lechem, the Kohen Gadol gets 1. By the Chalas, he gets 4 or 5, because Rabbi says you get 5. And now we'll see how this works. The Elo, my Arba, what is Pshat, he gets 4. Hachomish Boy Lemishkol, the Kohen Gadol should get 5, he gets half. Loikash, ha de ike mishma hamis akev, or de leke mishma hamis akev. If there is a mishma besides the mishma hanichnas, and besides the mishma hayotze, there's a mishma hamis akev. A mishma akev, we'll see in Rashi, is a mishma which theoretically doesn't belong there on Shabbos. It's not his Shabbos. No, he came for the regel. And let's see one case. Let's say the regel ended Thursday, so many of the shmoras went home erev Shabbos. He was there in Yerushalayim Thursday, so thought erev Shabbos Shabbos in Yerushalayim. So that is called a mishma hamisakev, a mishma which does not belong here. Thursday he was belonged here. That was a regel. All the mishmoras came for the regolim, but Shabbos he doesn't belong. Now the mishma hamisakev has a schus to take 2 chalas. A mishma hamisakev gets 2 chalas. So memele, ha de ika mishma hamisakev, ha de leka mishma hamisakev. Iika mishma hamisakev. If there is a mishma hamisakev, this is a Shabbos after Yontiv. So memele, so the mishma hamisakev, I feel there were more than 1 mishma hamisakev. That's called the mishma hamisakev. So ike mishma hamisakev, so memele, they'll take 2. And the mishma hanichnas takes 2 bischar of hagofes losse. So now, mishmoina boila miflik. So now, what is left over? Only 8. B'shokil arba, so then the Kohen Gadol takes 4. Ileke mishmer ha-misake, but if it's a normal Shabbos, there's no mishmer misake there. May esa boy la miflik. So then they divide 10. B'shokil chomish. Yehochi, fact the Gemara. So if everything's going according to Rabbi, and according to Rabbi Gufi, sometimes there's 4, there's sometimes 5. My Rabbi oima la'oilam chomish. So it seems the word la'oilam is kashim. So it seems that the Ritva says it's only a kash, it's not a tiyufte. Maybe Lailam Chomish is because most of the time, this was rare cases by a mishma, misakev, it came out. So, I mean, Rabbi said this Loshen, Lailam Chomish, because Rabbi always takes half. I mean, normally, sometimes you could have a case he takes four. So the Braise was more explicit. When the Braise brought down the din of Rebbe, the Braise was more explicit. The Braise said that sometimes four, there's a possibility sometimes he'll take four. And there's a Mishma Misakiv, and most of the time five. And then, Sherebi Hoyoime, because Rebbe was the one, Bekitza, that said it's Machzalan and Machzalabon. So the Gemara brings down the Lashon of Rebbe, which Rebbe had said, Lo'ilam Chamish, which does not mean Lo'ilam, but most of the time. Let us see Rashi. Rav said, Kula Rebbe, he, the Omar Pal Geshokel, that the Kohen Gadol takes half. V'savu lak Rebbe Yehuda, the Ein Hashtayim Mischalkeis Lo'ilam. Two are never divided. Elamai Arbe, Hochamish Bo'il Mishkel, Lekasha Hodeike Mishma HaMisakev. Pa'omim she yontev chal b'sheini b'shabbos. Sometimes yontev is chal on Monday. V'yesh mishmo magdim. That's when it comes erev yontev. But b'omei erev shabbos. U'misakev ad haregel. He stays over to the regel. Shekol ha'mishmoreis bois beregel. That's for sure. For the regel, all mishmoreis come. So sometimes if the yontev is Monday, so he comes already Erev Shabbos. Oy pa'omim shemeitzo yontev Erev Shabbos. That the yontev ended Thursday. Or by mishmores ha'ilchis l'mkaimon b'Erev Shabbos. The mishmores go back. V'yesh mishmo shemisakiv sham. He's here already in Yerushalayim. He'll stay ad meitzo Shabbos. Osnan m'mesech esuki. We learned as follows. Shabbos shebis soich ha'regel. If there was a Shabbos mamash in the regel. So all the mishmaris were equal. Because this is, they're all being mishamish, the Shabbos, all the mishmaris are mishamish in the regel. V'chein, also, yontev asomuch l'shabbos. Let's say it's not a Shabbos, Shabbos, soich regel. But it's a yontev that's right after Shabbos. Sunday is yontev. Bein melefoneho, shen yecholim loshuv b'shabbos. Let's yontev asamach l'shabbos. Bein milfana. Let's yontev as Friday. Shein yechelim loshuv b'shabbos l'mkoyimon. Bein milachreo or yontev as Sunday. Shein shalkochan he magdim lovim erev Shabbos. They have to come erev Shabbos. So are you kol ha'mishmaris Shabbos bechiluk lechem ponim? Shere alkochan shayim sham. He says. So Asrash is going b'hadrog. If Shabbos is in the regel, nu kol ha'mishmaris are boys beregel. So v'shteitzer. You divide up between all the mishmaris. If Shabbos is not in the regel, but halachically, they had to be there Shabbos because of Yontev, either Shabbos was Erev Yontev, or Yontev, or Erev Shabbos was Yontev. V'reyu ki Shabbos shebesoich haregel. Then also all mishmaris are gleich. Chal yom echad lahafsik bintayim. What if there's a day hafsik between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Oy melefoneo ken shekola hamoyed b'chmishi b'Shabbos. Oy ma'acheo shehizchal hamoyed b'sheini b'Shabbos. Leilam lahagdab lo b'mnei ha'Shabbos. They weren't mechuyif to come earlier. Is einam Shabbos. So then it doesn't have a din of Shabbos Shabbos soich haregel. Ela mishma ha-mis'akev b'Shabbos. The mishma that's mis'akev b'Shabbos, he's staying over for Shabbos. Bein shul mishma rechad, bein shul mishma rishar, bein noito shtei chalas, teitok shtei chalas. Vashar mischalkeis l'mishma ha-yoytzei, v'nichnas, shezmanei kavua lo isoi Shabbos. Then the mishma mis'akev takes two chalas. The rest is divided between the rest is divided between the Mishma Nichnas and the Mishma Hayotze. It's a little unclear, Bishloime, according the two chalas that the Mishma Hanichnas takes for Schar HaGofes losses, so that's very understandable that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a Din Chalukah in that. His Din Chalukah, Machzala Aaron, Machzala Bonav, is in the chalas which are being divided for chalukah b'ayna kahanim, so memele machzalar and machzalabonav. So he gets what the kahanim ha'ovdim get. So he gets half. This is not in chalukah. This is the two chalas are for schiras v'agafas losses. He's not a mechutin in that. So memele he only gets in the chalukah. The chalukah is 10.
But l'chayre, when there's a mishma ha-mis'aket, so l'chayre, there's a chalukah. The mishmores ha-nichnoses ve-yoytzes take 10, 5 and 5. Oh no, they take, hey, we're starting off with 10 to begin with. So the mishmores ha-nichnoses ve-yoytzes take 8. The mishma ha-mis'akev takes 2. But this is chalukah. This is chalukah. You give them 2. This is not schar. This is chalukah. A mishma ha-mis'akev, a mishma that is not functioning that Shabbos. It's not functioning, it's a mishma ha-mis'akev, they get a schus chalukah of 2, whatever the cheshbon should be. So the yemachalik them 2, yemachalik the mishma nichnas vayoytzei 8. So why don't you say on the whole 10, machzel ha-arim, the machzel levonov? L'chayre, here it's a little difficult to understand, why doesn't the Kohen Gadol get 5 in this case also? Unless you'll say that he gets a chalik in the chalukah of the kahanim ha-mishamshim. That means the kahanim who are functioning, are doing the avodah, they have a schus chalukah. The kohen gadol, mistam, is also a functioning kohen. He was also functioning during the week. It was the ritzitzit. I mean, the kohen gadol was functioning during the week. So the functioning kahanim divided 8 chalas. That what the mishma misakim got 2 chalas. They didn't function at all. I mean, it wasn't their mishma. When they were their Shabbos, they were just observers. They didn't do anything there at all. They weren't functioning. So it could be that's a different. So that what they got 2 chalas, that was a different cheshbon in Gansan. The chalukah of the Kohen Gadol is only in the chalukah of the functioning kahanim. So maybe that's why you only got a half of 8, which is 4. Let us see Taisvis. Umayde rabbonam bepluse delav oirechara. Now this was Abaye's teretz. Abaye said that the Bemisin, the man the Yomar that says 4 and 5, this is going according to the Rabbonim, which are Chilkim already. And they hold, you get Pochus mi Palgim. Aye, why by the Shtei Alechim he gets Palgim? The Lava Erech Are to give him a Prusa. Taim, Frek Taisvis, so that's the Teretz. That was the Teretz. That's the Teretz. Why did this? The Gvos Kash was, if it's going according to Rabbonim, why does he take one whole challah? So the Gemara answered, because it's the Gemara had answered that it's not derech eretz to give him a pus. Time mi ikore the loy asik adai telai shenoy. Before the Gemara knew this teretz, you don't give him a pus. So lachayr is another problem. So how did you understand arba oichomesh heichi abenechel rabbonim? How did you understand 4 or 5? Kiven de la rabbonin de Rabbi Yehuda, yoiv le koyin chomesh. According to the rabbonin of Rabbi Yehuda, we're dividing 12. So, really, it should be 6 and 6. But you give the koyin gadol 1 less than 6, so you give him 5. So how much do you give the koyin gadol? A 6th less. According to the rabbonin, if he ends up with 5, so, you don't give him half, but how much less than half you give him? A sixth less. That means there were 6 theoretically that he should get. You take off a 6th, and you give him 5. So, kiven del rabbonon de rab yude yoiv lekoyin chomish, ubotzelei, so you deduct shtus mi palge. You're deducting a 6th from his half. Im kein, rab yude mailo yoiv le ela arbe, so if the fraction of deduction is a 6. So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're dividing 10, you give him 4, tahainu chaymish botzer mipalga. You're dividing 10, so you take off a 5th from 5, and you give him 4. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're giving him a 5th less. Leisev lei arba shleimis mamanavshach. What is the amount of deduction you have to give pachas mipalga? But how much pachas mipalga? Tell me what the fraction is. A 6th less than palga, a 5th less than palga. So if you say, if from the rabbonin you see the deduction is a 6th less, So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, give him four? Leisim le arba shleimes uplusa ktana. Le nifza le elashtus mipalga. You have to give him a sixth less than a half. So give him four and a fraction. Oi, given the Rabbi Yehuda botza le chumshe. Or you'll say maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see, we deduct a fifth. Rabbona name nifza le chumshe. So there's a cash over here. You're not consistent. So what's the teretz? So the teretz is, but you can't give him fractions because it's lavoi rechare. So from the number 4 and 5, it's muchach already that you can't give him a prusa. So what's your kasha? Why do you give him a whole chale? I mean, from 4 and 5 is muchach that you don't give him a prusa. You're right. In the beginning. You have to give him less than half, but you don't give him a prusa. If you'll give him one less, he won't have equal to the other kanim. We don't give exactly Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon. Then time I leave it to the vay, but so chumshay, but so shtus mi palge. That's the Gemara knew right away. That's poshut. That you don't give him fractions, and even though it means you're giving him less, but you don't give him a fraction. It's not oirechare. If the Gemara knew this cheshbon of oirechare, so what's the problem by shteyalech? That means like this. If you're giving him 5 and the others are getting 7, so Memelas is like, first, the Chumim hold, you can't give him equal to all Kahanim. That means that's a patch and punim to the Kahanim. He's equal to all the Kahanim. It can't be like that. That's the Svar of the Rabban. You have to give him less than a half. Yes, to know, Vinish Vil Zachoshevid is the Kohen Gadol, but he's not equal to all the Kahanim. It's a little less. So Memela, if you divide 12, you'll give him 5, they'll have 7. The Kahanim, we were Mechabed, we gave them 7. Him, we gave 5. It's not too bad. We're giving him 5. Can't make it 6 and 6. And push it. That's good. And then according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 10 is being divided. So Mamela, it's 4 and 6. We won't give him a fraction more. Now, this is the Chapach and Ponim Sum Kain Gold. You don't give Breklach. That's okay. But here the Gemara, by the Shtei Alechem, the Gemara had a Merdeke problem. By the Shtei Alechem, if you're going to give him a whole one, so then you're giving a patch and put him to the Kahanim. He said it's not Derech Eretz to give him a brekel. But it's not Derech Eretz to the Kahanim to make him equal to the Kahanim. Here we have to look at both sides. We have to be sensitive. If we're going with Derech Eretz, we have to be sensitive. Einachanam, you have to be sensitive to the covet of the Kohen Gadol. But at the same time, we have to be sensitive to the covet of the Kahanim also. So here the Gemara held, whatever you're going to do, you're going to step on someone's toes. That means if you're going to give him one challah by the Shtei Alechem, so you're stepping on the Tzlava Rechara to all the Kahanim. He's equal to all the Kahanim. If you're going to give him 3/4 of a challah, so then Fakert, you're not being pegay in the covet of the Kahanim, you should be pegay in him. So here, listen, so here the Gemara held, the Makshin held, so you have to give him a little less than a whole challah in order not to step on the Kahanim's toes, as you were clearing. If it's the covet of the Shevet Kohuna, or it's his covet, then we have to step on someone's toes, so let's step on the Kohen Gadol's toes. I mean, because Vinishtvi, they're more choshev than him. So if someone has to be belittled over here, let it be the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says this is still better. So that's me, what was the Gemara Machadish in the Teretz? The Gemara's Machadish in the Teretz, by giving him a Prusa, this is a patch and ponim. You're giving him a Prusa, that's a patch and ponim to the Kohen Gadol. by giving him a whole one, so he's equal to the Shah Kahanim, it's pshat, it's not a patch upon him to them. I mean, they're also getting a whole one, but it's pshat is they're missing the Yisran covet that they could have had. You're not degrading them. Pshat is to give a prusa, that's called you're degrading. You're giving him a prusa, that's called you're degrading the Kohen Gadol, whoever gets a prusa. Here, pshat is, I'm not degrading, I'm giving you a whole challah. No, pshat is, you should have gotten more. No, according to the circumstances, you couldn't get more. We had a problem. So, memela, so this is called degrading bekum vasei. This is called they're missing covered b'shei v'al tase, because they're not getting more than him. So, al kaponim, so the Gemara says it's better to give him a shleime, so you shouldn't be degrading him bekum vasei. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Moschu loy zekeinim mizikne bezden. When they were mafrish the Kohen Gadol, Lishkas Pahedrin, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, so he had a rigid schedule when he was there. Moschu loy zekeinim mizikne bezden. Two zekeinim they gave over from the zikne bezden. They were with him. The Kohen Lefonov Beseda Hayoy. They learned each day of the 7 days, they learned with him Parshas Achrimais. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, they didn't just learn Chumash, they learned Chumash with Rashi, with the Ramban, with the Sfuna, with the Teres Koinim, but good gelernte Parsha, each day they learned the Parsha, next day, every day they learned with him the Parsha. Va'oyim loy, and then they told him, Ishi Koin Godol, Kra'ata beficha. After he's finished, he didn't have recess. Now he said, you repeat. You repeat. We just learned the whole parsha. It's the Zagun Zashir. Kra'ata beficha. You should repeat. Shema, he looks at them, I just had a shir for 4 hours. Why should I repeat? Shema shachachta. No, yeah, 4 hours shir. Maybe you forgot something, but after chgutuch lana the parsha. Maybe you never learned. So from hearing one sashir, you'll know it already. So he said over, Kro'ata beficha. Erev yom ha-kipurim shachitz, ma'amidim oisoi b'shar mizroch, ma'virim lefonov porim ve'elem ukvosim. And shar mizroch, if I couldn't find clear, dachsim shar mizroch means... Not, I don't think it means the Shah Mizrach of the Azor. I think it means the Shah Mizrach of the Chaimis Harabayis. Basically. Shah Mizrach. They stood him up before Shah Mizrach, Mavir Lefon of Porim, Be'ilam Akvosim, Kedei Sheyemaker Verogel Ba'avoide. Let us see Rashi. Ishi Yadoini. Kairim Lefon of Beseida Yoim. So the Bach is a Psaklir Gisha. We came in front of Kol Shivas Hayomim B'Seder Hayomim B'Parshas Achemois. Now, She'e Makir V'Rogel B'Avoyde, She'e Makir Mizboinim B'Behemes O'Ivreis Lefonov, Loseis Aliboy P'Hilchois Seder Hayomim. That means he should, so when he saw the Behemoth, God the Marsha says that these were the Behemoths that they were boichetake for the avoida. This is the par, this is the ayil, this is the memele. So, and then he was misboinin. Watch out, he was misboinin the beima. What I do with this beima? I mean, tomorrow he's not going to have a set of instructions to give them. He has to know what to do. So here the behem is in front of him. So it was misboinin. The behem is oivres lefon of losses alibe behulche seida. What I'm going to do with this one? I'm going to do with this one. He got introduced to the behem. He has to know close. What to do with each one. I saw an interesting lashon. The Rabbein Eliyakim, Kedei Sheyemaker, so Rashi says, Mizboinen, Lahilchus Seder Hayoyim. Kedei Sheyemaker, Eizehu Par, Eizehu Ayo. Pele, that he should know that, he learned, Achei Mois he learned. That he knows. He knows it inside out with all, with all the mafoshim. But he has to know what's a par, what's an ayil, that's not what the choichet wissen. So that was Erev Yom Kippur, he was introduced, what a par is, what an ayil is. This reminded me of a mice I once heard that Rabbi Ber, once it was Tammuz, he went to say a shir at the yeshiva. So before he went to say the shir, he went to the closet and took out his pelts. He's going to the shir. So Rabbi Reuven saw Rabbi Ber, so he told them, Rosh Yeshiva says Tammuz. Oh, says Tammuz? Oh, so he put back the pelts. So by Rabbi Ber, he says, if it's Tammuz, talk to Nishkeim pelts. But he didn't have that he was going to say the shir, so he didn't have that it was Tammuz. But that was his whole connection with Tammuz and the pelts was, Sayyidiyya Ba'alme, Samamela, the Kohen Gadol, Mustoma, it was not less eingeton in the Avodah of Rabbi Ber, so you have to introduce him, he was in the Ilome Sel Yoinis, Mustoma, the Kohen Gadol. So you had to tell him, this is a par, this is an aisle, the Kavonis, and the Seder Avodah, everything he knew, with all of the Hakiris, and everything he knew. Aber da wissen, welches Apar, welches ein Eil. Kol Shiva Sayomim lo yemoinim imenu machal umishte. Erev yoyim ha-kipurim im chasheicha, od esuda mafsekes, lo yemenichem oise lechel harba im neisha machal, maybe es hashena. They did not want that he should sleep. Because maybe he'll be a roya keri. Zook the Gemara zoi. Bishloim shemo shochach lechai. That they told him, maybe you forgot. That's good. I forgot. So may look rabbe ficha. El Hashem aloy lomad. He didn't learn. Mi mekminin ki haigavne. Do you have such a kain godl? Vosanya va kain a godl meyechav she godl meyechav bekoyach, benoi, bechochma, uva oysher. Acherem oimri minayim shim ein loy shaochi va kehanem megadlen oysoy. That if he did not have, he wasn't so wealthy, so Fakert, Ochiva Kahanim went and they gave him their own money that he should be the wealthiest. L'chayre, we learn Shat, that the Kash, we have two drushes. Tanakama says he should be Godel, B'koyach B'noi B'chochme. The Acherim Oimrim, that Gadleyu Mishalochiv is a Psadifrim Shat, that they should make him Gadleyu Mishalochiv. So Lachayre, the Kasha is from the Tanakama, not from the Yeshaimrim. Achayrim Aimrim, not from the Achayrim Aimrim. So the Ian Yaakov says, Shane Volt, he says, so why did the Gemara bring the Achayrim Aimrim? They bring a Kaina Godom Yechav, Shane Godom Yechav, Bekoyach, Benoy, Bechochma, Ba'ishem. So the Ian Yaakov says that Fakir Fakash is only from the Acherim. Because according to the Tanakame, Shiei Godel Me'echov B'koyach B'noi B'chochma V'oisha. The Pasuk says that he has to be greater Me'echov B'koyach B'noi B'chochma. So his godless in Chochma is relative. He has to be bigger than them. So if all the Kahanim were Grab Amaratzim, and he was a little better, he knew Aleph Bey, so that's HaKoyin HaGodol Me'echov. That's to say, he's Godol B'chochme, he's smarter than them. So the Kasha finds sich nicht on. So the Kasha is from the Chachomim. The Chachomim says, Gadleyu Mishalachiv. It doesn't mean that the Godless has to be, you measure the Godless Me'echov, that he's bigger than them. Me'echov means something else, that they have to be Mishtatev in his Godless. Aber Godel is to be a Godel Be'etzim. That's what the Acherim were Mechadish. So now is to be a Godel Be'etzim B'chochme. So he bezoi, so how could you have a Psa'koyin Godel Shaloi Lomat? Kavuchat the Rambam brings down on one of these, that he has to be Godel Be'emune. And Emune also had to be greater. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Yosef Loi Kashe, Kan B'Mikdash Rishon, Kan B'Mikdash Shein. The Migdash Rishon, Takedeh, the Kahanim Gdolim were chosen Api Aloche. The chosen Api Aloche, Samemel, Yer Ataka Kohen Gadol, who was a Rizik Talmud Chochem. But the Bayi Sheni was, the government was corrupt. So the Takedeh, the Kohen Gadol, that's Loiloma. Omar Rab Yosef, Lekashe, Kambe Migdash Rishon, Kambe Migdash Sheni. Omar Rab Asi. Takabe de dinre. two cabin of golden dindrim, Eirele Malte Baspaitas Liane Malke, two cabin of golden coins, Malte Baspaitas was an almone, and she married Yeshua ben Gamla, and she was a very rich almone, and then she gave Yanei HaMelech, she gave him two takabim, al de ukme, or ad de ukme Yeshua ben Gamla bekehane rabrevi. That he should be appointed a Kohen Gadol. So we see that B'vay Yesheni, the Kohen Gadol was Lav Davke, the Gadol B'mayla. So therefore, you could say in the Mishnah, Shem Olay Lomad. So Rashi, B'migdash Rishon Le'emidu El Alpi HaTorah, Kahanim Ugonim, Marte Bas Baites, Almon Ashirois, V'kitche Yeshua Ben Gamlo, Nos no moment Liane Melech imino liyeis koin godol. Takabe chatsi so treikav, dinri zehuvim. Yeah, zutais vis aile leimalta bas baitis Liane Melech. Ein za Yane Melech, shebereish perka oimer, shehor krach me Yisrael, da hu da hosem koin godol habe. He himself is a koin godol. The Kama Hokim Lem Betzit Shebeinenech, they told them that you can make the Prushim stand up by putting on the tzitz. So Yoyim Emana Acheb Im Koyme, his Icha wouldn't have made someone else a Koyin Godel. So there's a different Yani HaMelech, and this Yani HaMelech made Yeshua Ben Gamla a Koyin Godel. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim. Malta Bas Baitis, Amon Ashiroi, Sevekitchi Yeshua Koyin Mishin Nisman, Vachkach Nisman Lies Koyin Godel, Tamrin B'Yabomis, Adok Misil Yeshua Ben Gamla. V'afo Pisha Choshev Oye, so Tosfos says Yeshua Ben Gamla is a Choshev Yid,
before there were geirolas, they were not made of zov. He made geirolas shal zov. Maskir noisir leshevach. The Mishnah was a choshev zachidit. V'amrine beperik lo yachper mitakonish Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elech. The min fakert. The Gemara says ilmol Yeshua ben Gamla nishtakcha teira miYisrael. He made chadorim. He was a moir de kemensh. Mikol mokim hayu balei teire vachashuvim mimenu. They were balei teire. He was a very choshev mensh, but they were more choshev. Uruuyim limnei shoises. So memele, they should have been chosen as a kohen gadol. So there was corruption that he was made as a kohen gadol. Erev yom kippurim shachas. Tone af haseirim. We learned in the Baraisa. So here it says they brought in front of him, Porim, Elim, Ukvosim. When the Braise we learned, Seirim, they brought Seirim also. Seirim was also from the Seder Ayim. V'tana didon my time loitone Seirim. Why didn't our Tana mention Seirim? Kivin da alchet ko osu chol shadaite. The Seirim was bo alchet. Is chol shadaite. What is pshat chol shadaite? So the Rabbein Al-Yokim says, Pshat, She'oimer mi yoideya she'tehei kapora al-yodi. This is the Sirim, is that's the Iker Kapora from Klal Yisrael, mi yoideya she'tehei kapora al-yodi. The Miri says, Shema yefakpeik shelo yekubol tfilosoi. That means the Iker Avoides Hayoim was who the Kohen Gadol. And if he'd be confronted Erev Yom HaKippurim with the soyer that the Kapora of Klal Yisrael has to he'll realize what a ton of bricks is lying on his shoulders would be Chol Shadaite. So the Chayre we would think is not good. The shots, when he says hinani, he says afal pi sheini kedai veini hogan. One said to Rabbi Shlachaim, he says if the shots thinks he's hogan, is a taka nisht hogan. One has to go the as taka eini kedai veini hogan. So lachayr is there good. What's wrong with this? But it could be that this is chesaron and davay this kain godul. That means mi yedei shetei kapor al yodi shele yekubot filosi dostafen etzom. That means tachzim it's brought down that one has to have amune that yom kippur is mechaper al avoynis, there's an inyan of anivis, there's any kedai, v'ene hogun, that's one thing. But either gise, he has to have amune that the kiata shemea tfilas kolpe, not the Kohen Gadol cannot go in shele yekubal tfilosai, that like this is already a pikpuk, he has to have this bitochen. Maybe that's the chelik of the Avedis Kohen Gadol that misaine kedai, v'ene hogun, aber klika pora samtai, this is the Debisht is Mavrabi Ashmisena Bachal Shona Vishona, this Ashmisena and says Dos Metavide Abo. One has to have this Kifis and this Betochen in Chazdei Hashem. That's where the Ramban in the beginning of Shara Betochen has to say, a person will come and think that, no, the Bein Shalom is Akel Yochel Abo. There's another problem. I mean, I'm not Roy. So he says, "Avdus David the Melchus Oktav Hashem Lakel V'Rachma Val Kol Ma'isav." In Lakel and Kol Ma'isav, everyone fits in. But it could be that they didn't want this Chalishus Adas that he should feel he won't be able to do the Avoid. That's a Treif of Chalishus Adas. And Erev Yom Kippurim, Ramchal says a person who's Mitzuvah Va'Oise, the Bein Shalom gives him the Koyach Duch Tzefirim. Calls me he's not a mitzvah, he doesn't get the koyach. When he's a mitzvah voice, then he gets the koyach. So it could be Yom Kippur, when he has to do the avoid, then give him the koyach, and the, so then he'll get the koyach. But if you're going to confront him, Erev Yom Kippur, he's going to see this in the Shnei Seirim, and he'll start thinking, was for a pekel adaf mesaken sein, so memele will be cholshe daite, so the time of our Mishnahs, they didn't bring Seirim. If you're afraid of that, chol shadaita, so why were you mave porim? One of the porim was the par shel kohen gadol. So the gemara says the samuridik gemara par kiven the olov val ochiv akayhanim udaosi. This was for the kapore from himself and ochiv akayhanim. Iika inish the isbe milse. If there was one kohen that had something wrong, may da yodale, the kohen gadol knew about this. Umahadale b'tshuve. He was machzer in b'tshuve. So when it came to the kapore of the kahanim of the bnei Aaron, his heart didn't tremble about that. The kahanim were all bali tshuve. This the kohen gadol had taken care of. There were thousands and thousands of kahanim. He knew was tutzach by the koin, and he was marza b'tshuv every koin. So memele, the whole koin was a koin. No, after tshuv, d'achmadacham naritzi v'na koin. No, avdos is nishchol shedaite. But bekulo li Yisrael lo yoda. But was tutzach by ganz klal Yisrael, that he was unable to do. So there he was trembling already when it came to klal Yisrael. So that's why erev Yom Kippur. Let's not talk about klal Yisrael. Omar Ravine, Haina da Omri Inchi, a very interesting Gemara. So that's what people say, Iba Achsich da Yola Havi, if your nephew is a policeman, who's appointed by the Melech to be a policeman, a tax collector, Chozi Bishuke, you see him in the street, Kamei Loi Sachlev. So don't walk in front of him. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi da Yola Shoiter HaMelech. Bishuke kamei lo sachlev. Mitoich shohoyo makirech mitchile. Since he knew you from the beginning, he's your nephew. Is boki hu ba'oishroch u ba'maisecho limtsoi alilo ligvois mimcha momit. So fakert, don't think ochos lono yesh b'malchus fakert. You shouldn't think, I have a nephew, a policeman, so fakert, I don't have to be careful. I'm the nephew. Punkt fakert. If you have a nephew, a policeman, some emele, if I could, you're really in hot water. Stay out of his way. He knows all, he knows about your oish, he knows whatever you did, and the limtse alil ligvis mimcha moment. Some emele, get out of his way. So what's the dimyon over here? So the dimyon over here is, the gemara by ochiv akahanim, he knew was tutzach, that's the dimyon. Haine dam reinshi, the by ochiv akahanim, he knew was tutzach by all the kahanim. He says, in the mishpoche, he knew was tutzach. But tachsim, it could be shteita or amore de kevot. What's zok the gemara da? Let's understand the marshal, and perhaps we'll understand the nimshal a little better. What is pshat in the marshal? Pshat in the Marshal is that you have a person who was appointed by the king. He has a job now. He's the head of the FBI. He's a detective. Whatever he is, he has a job. So he has obligations to the king. Lidor Gise, he has family connections. Now the Shaila is, which one is Mizgaba? Which one? There are conflicting interests over here. Mitzad his job, he has to show the king that he's good, he's successful, and Fakert, his ksharim with the mishpoche can help him to do better for the king. He knows Fakert, he knows how much money they have and all the dreidlach, he could be very good. Leidach Gise, there's a relationship with the family. So, which is Mizgaber? You have conflicting interests over here. So, Ravina said, you know what's Mizgaber? His obligations to the king will be Mizgaber over his family connections, and Fakert, so stay out of his way. Thus, Ravina gesagt. Now, Gavuch, before we go a little further, it could be, this is Pshat and Rashi and Chumash, Vayigdal ha'nar vayetze alechov. So Rashi says that oise yoim minor paray al beisoy. That was Vayigdal ha'nar. So Fakert, then he was given an opportunity to show his potential to paray. He was given a meridik job in beis parim, no beis. And what did he do? Vayetze alechov. He did punk Fakert. He wasn't like this guy. His ksharim to his achim were greater than his potential success that he could get by Pari. But al kaponim, vaystais anomale mensch, if he's confronted with these conflicting interests, so memele, his job is more important than his family relations. So Fakert will use it out. It could be, so the Gemara is saying the same thing over here. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, there used to be Bizvanoi Magidim. They used to come from Shtot to Shtot, he used to come into Ashur and Geba Musa Shmuz. They used to put out a plate. That was their panose. They knew one Shmuz, whatever it is, and they came from Shul, they said the Shmuz. So Dachsimir, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, the plate is Moiradik. The plate is not only that the Magid should have a panose. The plate is, this will enhance the success of the drosha. Why? It's like this, a person comes in shul and he starts telling Musa. So everyone feels insulted. Who are you? Was bist du zu sagen mir? But if he's doing it for parnosa, so it's not kasher ready. It's not, I have nothing against you. This is my parnosa to say Musa. So memela, I say Musa. So memela, so the dvorim are more niskabel already. It's not taken personally. That's his job. So it could be that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Kohen Gadol, he knew was Tutzach and the whole family. He knew all the Dreidlich and all the things. And he told them, it was Masa them B'tshuvim. So it could be, why was Dvorov Niskabel, why was he successful? Because the Mishpacha realized he has a job. He's a Kohen Gadol. He has to do it. They didn't take it personally. That is why, could be that's pshat in the marshal. Just like in any other business, one understands that it could be the interest of the success of the business is mizgaba over the family relationship. It's who would by the Kohen Gadol. Just one more nekude, the Ben Yoyoda says, why was it so wichtig that he should be Gadol? So he said, since he had to tell them Musa, so he shouldn't be a chaynef. So that's why he had a shiris. Perhaps we can say a different vote. The Ran in the Drosha says, the Gemara in the Dorim says that there are certain tnoim that a novi has to possess. He has to be godol, noy, b'koyach, but he has to have a shiris and gvure. And so the Ran in the Droshes asked the Kasha, why is this part of the Tznoyim of a Novi? Why does he have to, a Balkoime, he has to be tall, and he has to be good looking, and why do you need all these things? He's a Novi. So the Ran says, a Mordekevot, that a Novi was the purpose of a Navi. He was an ambassador from the Rebbeinu Shloim. Navi is a Loshen Nivs Vasayim. The purpose of a Navi was not to be misboided and to better himself. If that would be the tachlis of the Navi, to be a tzaddik, and so then he wouldn't need this milus. Let him go into Tavald and then he didn't need all these milus. No, a Navi was an ambassador of the Rebbeinu Shloim to give Teichoche to Klal Yisrael. So Teichoche, what is said is dependent how it is heard. If you have derech eretz for the person who says it, you look up to him, so then the dvorim make a roishim. If you don't look up to him, so memele, so whatever he says doesn't make a roishim. So memele, so therefore other people respect ashires, other people respect gvure, other people respect chochm, other people respect noi. The different people respect different milas. So that's where Anavi had all these milas. So could be that was the inyan, since we see that one of the tafkidim of the Kohen Gadol was that he was marzel b'tshuve, the kahanim, so he had to be looked up to. That's why he had to have all these milas of ashires and gvure and noi, etc. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekoisa oimer, koshi v'shem lehoyemoinim imenu mach. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekoisa oimer, machilon oisois losois obeim. They gave him erev yom kippurim slosis obeim. Slosis was of samachal made out of white flour. Obeim. Kedele mas mesoi. So Rashi says, Pshat, machilu nois erb yemi kippurim shachlis losis abeim, tele mas meis achilu shabemeyo. The shal shaloi, that he should become loose, shloi yitztarech le nekobov le mochos. Tomorrow was a big day, he didn't have to have the tirdes hayitziye tomorrow on him, dafa yogein, dafa yoreis, gein, dafa nishtarei, he's in the middle doing the avoid, he can't have these things on his head. So memele, so they gave him these macholim which are mishalshim. Amru loy, koshkin shata mebili dechimum. If you'll give him such macholim, so einichanami, there's a mile of shilshul, but li dechimum rashi shall carry, shaslos is a beim marbim esazerem. Tanya sumchis, omar mishim rameya, mechilun oisei loy avi, beomri loy avovi, Yeshayimim af lo yayin lo. Madag Mazgum will explain. Lo yavi, lo esrig, lo beim, lo yayin yoshin. Vomri lo, lo yavovi, lo esrig, lo beim, lo boso shomim, lo yayin yoshin. Yeshayimim af lo yayin lo, neisha yayin lo, mevi esa odom li deitumen. Tana Rabon. Zov toilin loy bemachol vechol mine machol. Let's see what Rashi says. Aviva Vovi, Simonim Heim Mafosh Lovosl. Zov Toiloi Bemachol, Im Ochol Machol Harbei, Mikol Min Shehu. That means, it would seem from Rashi that Toiloi Bemachol, Vechol Mine Machol, it's not two different things. Toiloi Bemachol, Beribui Machol, if he overindulged in eating what? Kol Mine Machol. The Vov is not too clear. From any machel, if he indulged in overeating, so you're toilet. What's pshat? Toilin loimar shemachmas reiv machel ro, that the zive came about because of reiv machel. And what if it came about because of reiv machel? Ve'enai zov litumesh shiva elekob. So he doesn't have a din zov for the last two riyas, that the second riyas makes him a zov l'shiva, the third riyas is a zov l'kob. Tachsiv b'soroi zov mi b'soroi, that the sibe of the zive has to be b'soroi, v'loi machmas einse. It shouldn't be a zaitik a sibe that brought about the zive. Aber ba'keri tomi ba'ines, then keri v'zoi v'boi memokim echot, v'ein ma'reim shove. It's a different chefzin ganzen. Sha'zoi v'doimel v'mei botzek shal so'irim, v'einei kosher ala kaloivin be'ya mozeres. I think this is a fertilized egg. And the white of the egg is not so tough, it's more runny and loose. So that's the difference between zive and keri. So your toilet, let's say the second riyah came after an overindulgence of food, so it's not zov mi psorei. Elozo ben Pinchas oime mishim rabida ben Seira, em achilon oisoi, loi chagvi, loi gabim. Loi kol dvoma mevim li deitume. Now this is speaking about, Rashi says, em achilon oisoi bimei bedikosoi. That means even though we said, ariya machmas oines will not give him a din zob le zayin le kolben, but in the din stira of the nekiyim, any riya will be soiser than the kiyim. So therefore, ein machila noisoi, we're not machalim, these macholim, because they could bring about a riyah, and so the mele, he won't be able to count shivas nekiyim. Now the Gemara explains what these Rashi Tevis are. Loi chagvi, v'loi gam l'kol duam avinu deituma, loi chagvi, loi cholov, loi gvine, loi beye, loi yain. Legabim, megrisim, shalpu, uboso shomein, umurjais. Leko dvom evim ludeitume, lesiyamai, lesiyo, the tonar abonum, hamisha dvom evim esod ludeitume. Ve'elo heina shum, vashechlayim, vachalag loigois, vabeyim, vagargir. Memele, this was not given to This is the Taisa Shushan, but we have a Chil Noise Chagvi, Taima, Amayle Choshev, Bekoin Godel, or Yishleim Lech Mirabai Kolkach. This was only a Chumre of, by Azov, but by Koin Godel, they weren't Machma. Shachlayin, Karshin, Chaglagloigais, Pulfo, Chagargir, Aroigo. Vayetzei Echod al Asode, Lelaket oireis. So he's taking posik. Tone mishmeder ameya ze gargir. This oireis is gargir. Omar abyechen in lomo nikro shmon oireis, sheme iroes esa inaim. They're very good for the eyesight. Omar ravune hamoitse gargir. If a person gets hold of this gargir, im yochel lo och loy oichloy, should eat it. Vim lav maviroi al gabe einov, and it does wonders. Omar Rav Pope begargire mitzrono, which gargir is very good, a gargir which grows on the meitzer. So Rashi says, hagodel al hameitzer she'ein svivoisov zera acher sheyakhish koichoy. So this gargir is very good.